One. Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Hey, sign up for our TV show. We just put up several entries of stuff that you're not going to see in very many places. People are accusing me of trying to be an Art Bell clone, but there's overlap. Yeah, and I loved Art Bell, but here's the deal that we do on the show. I put in my psychology, my sociology. We mix it with geopolitics and kind of the woo-woo stuff out there. What about the pyramids and the congressional testimony on UFOs? And people are enjoying the heck out of this. And then we still have our geopolitics. It's really doable. All you got to do is go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and you can sign up immediately. And by the end of the month, we'll have about 25 to 28 new entries. You guys are going to love it. You really are. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. All right. We're brought to you by Noble Gold. Just say this very quickly. There are no guarantees, and we have to give that warning, and we agree with that warning. However, they should put a warning over every bank because they can steal your money under Dodd-Frank 2010. You're an unsecured creditor. That means you need to protect your retirement and get it away from the bank. Noble Gold can do that for you. Need to protect your assets in the bank. Noble Gold can do that for you. And gold is the number one appreciating asset in the world right now. Well, Noble Gold can help you with that too. Okay. No call centers. No, I'd be helping you very much. You don't get that crap. Everyone knows what they're doing. You can ask questions, go off script. They don't get lost because they're fluent in English. They're very good. They're trained not to pressure. I want you to go to DaveHodgesGold.com, and I'll send you a free information packet, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Well, we have Dr. Sherry Edwards on with us about bioacoustics, and very briefly, because she's been on many times for many years, but we have new people, as you would expect, and so I'll just say this. I've said many times, frequency is the future of health breakthroughs, and we're discovering that across the board. This is not woo-woo stuff. This is now entering into some medical school curriculums of enlightened schools, and they're moving beyond the 19th century model of medicine. And some of that model is good, but we're adding to it now, and it's important. And what Sherry's done is she's taken frequencies from people's voices. It's a lie detector. It's a health indicator with specific feedback. You can also do personality analysis with it. It's absolutely incredible, the stuff. And Sherry comes on a lot, and she diagnoses people and gives us their personality traits. And this is what they're really like. And have I ever found her to be wrong? Oh, she's 100% right with me. I've been through the analysis, and it's pretty interesting. She's also a frequent guest with Sarah Westall. And Sarah and I think this is just an amazing scientific breakthrough. The big boys have tried to buy her out, and she said no, but she didn't think she could probably win that battle. So she's made everything that she does free, and we'll tell you about it before the end of this segment. Sherry, welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to this. In fact, I'm going to pull up the article so I can refer to it as we go. But well, I'll tell you that's an eye opener, what you sent me. It really was. And it's about fatty liver and what you guys are doing with it with your bioacoustics at Sound Health Portal. And it has to do with weight loss and all kinds of other stuff, metabolic disorders like diabetes, pretty interesting stuff. So do you want to just kind of sum up what you found in this article and then what you guys are doing over at Sound Health Portal?
Well, it's great to be here. I think this is really important to millions of people.
Absolutely.
And what we found, we've been doing this for 40 years, and we have found that at our core, humans are frequency-based, and we've been able to create a frequency matrix for each person, mm-hmm. and we look at the math of the body through the vocal print, and we can tell what's going on with the person. And right now, we're concentrating on weight loss because we just feel like it's a really important topic, because there's about, 68, 70% of people who have concerns over weight issues, and they're just not being addressed deep enough for people to know what's really going on. So that's why we did this whole project of being able to look at people for what is causing their weight problems through their voice, and it's working.
Yeah, I imagine it is. 42% of Americans are diagnosed as being obese, so this is a very important topic. Is most, some, or all obesity controllable? How would you look at that?
Well, in looking at our templates that we have created for people, we have found that there are reasons for it. The long-term reason for it is a fatty liver. The short-term reason for it is a leaky gut. So if they've got issues right now with their digestive system, then we want to look at their leaky gut, and we've set up a portal for everybody to go look at their own voice and get information about what's going on with them. And we want to share that with the public.
Okay, so we're going to share how people can go analyze themselves as to the possible related issues with their weight.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to read here from the article you referenced at the Masters of Health magazine. And it says a fatty liver is associated with digestive enzymes, breakdown of fatty acids, creation of bile salts, metabolic hormone, biochemistry, metabolism, toxicity, insulin resistance, and inflammation. So this goes beyond obesity. This goes into characteristics associated with things like type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely. And insulin resistance is a big one.
Yeah, that's the big one. Yeah, I just did a piece yesterday on my YouTube channel where I talked about one of the elements of being healthy is resistance training. And you don't need to be a massive bodybuilder, but people should be doing resistance training because the bigger that your muscle gets, and it doesn't have to be increasingly big, just somewhat bigger, it stores the glycogen, and it brings in all the stuff in your bloodstream that causes diabetes. And insulin resistance is lessened by resistance training. That's one aspect of that I wanted to mention, but you're looking at this more from biological causes, and then you've got intervention. Okay, so let me read this one phrase and have you comment on it. Fatty liver occurs when excess fat builds up in liver cells, impairing liver function. And you get into the types and you get into causation with regard to things like diet. Let's start there and work our way through this.
Well, let me say one thing first that I think pertains to a lot of people. When they have fat on their gut, in their belly, we have created a map. We know that the body's redundant. We know that fat lays down on the muscles that have the similar frequency of the toxin that caused the fat. And when you have fat in the belly, it's pesticides, even back to DDT, and it's also plastics, all the plastics in our food that they're talking about now, and toxins, just toxins. So getting rid of the toxins first will help that belly fat begin to dissipate.
Yeah, unfortunately, with the toxins that get sprayed on our food, people like you and I don't have any control over that.
True. Well, we've created a map, and one of the articles is in March of 2025. And there is a map of where the fat lays down on the body, and that will identify what the toxin is.
And you're saying what causes that to happen is the similarity and frequency between the organ or the area of the body that the fat lays down on.
Yes, I found an article that says if there is fat underneath the upper arms, that is an adiponectin issue, and that muscle is the same frequency as adiponectin, the biochemical. And they've even named this. It's bat wings, and that's a sign of diabetes. So that's the first thing to go biochemically is adiponectin.
Okay. And
And that's
what?
why we made the map. The map is in the March 2025 article in Masters of Health magazine. But I'll send it to anybody who wants the map so
How can
they
they
can
get it?
see. Pardon?
How can they get a copy of that?
They can just look on our website, bioacousticsolutions.net, net, and it explains all of this in that article. For instance,
Okay.
people who gain weight in their thighs, that's usually thermogenesis. Their body's not creating enough heat, so that's a thyroid issue. And usually they'll look at a thyroid issues for the neck. If you have extra fat in the neck area, that's usually the thyroid's not very efficient.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking at this. You list two major causes of fatty liver. NAFLD stands for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, and then you have AFLD, which is alcohol-related fatty liver. Can you talk about those two items?
Well, I want to make a distinction here that one of the things that happens to people who have weight management issues is their gut will turn food into alcohol. And in that article, there's listed three gut bacteria that are bad, and it turns the carbohydrates into alcohol. So that's why the relationship. One is damaged from alcohol, from drinking booze and whatever. But the other one is the body actually turns the carbohydrates and sugars into alcohol. So you're poisoning yourself from the inside out, and we get rid of that bad bacteria, and that issue will go away.
Good thing this is not prohibition. They put a still on people's fat bellies. This is remarkable. I can't imagine the intervention for this. Well, the AFLD, you just stop drinking, but not drinking doesn't protect you from this.
You have to get rid of the bad bacteria.
Okay. The getting rid of mechanism is the intervention frequency. Is it cutting it out, burning it out, poisoning it? What do you do?
There's been a lot of talk about this already, and sometimes they do really drastic things like a fecal transplant, or we can get rid of it with frequency. It's got a name that has brewery in it, like brewery disease or something like that. But we just have to correct the body's gut. And it's like one of your sponsors, Dr. Gundry. He has some really excellent supplements that help get rid of this and help with a leaky gut. The leaky gut is probably the first outward, no, it's probably the last outward sign that you have a dirty liver. You start getting all these digestive problems, and the lining of the gut becomes very thin, and then the food stuff goes into the belly interstitially, and you have a problem. But can people get in touch with Dr. Gundry's products through your site?
If you go back through old social media posts, yes. One of the things you're talking about there, I can give that out now. The healthyfat.com/Dave. That's one place to look for what you're talking about. The healthyfat.com/Dave. That's related to Dr. Gundry. And the other is the number threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave. So the number threeharmfulfoods.com/Dave or the healthyfat.com/Dave. Those are two products, actually not products, they're videos that people watch to explain what's happening to them. So and then he comes in with some suggestions. So that should help.
Another issue is nutrobiotic grapefruit seed extract. And that's a pill and oil, and you can kill the bad bacteria
Yeah.
by taking this.
I just read too is stay away from blueberries. I was shocked when I read that. Absolutely shocked. And it does the opposite of what you just talked about. Okay. You have down, we have down here in this article, fatty liver and weight are connected. Let's start with the visceral fat. Tell us what that is and what we know about it.
The visceral fat is the fat on your belly, and it's all around your organs and your body. I'll just give you an example. If you drink a diet soda and it comes into the body, and the body is alerted that there's sugar coming into the body, so it creates insulin. And when it's not sugar, it's false sugar, and it doesn't need insulin, then the insulin signals the body to say, the insulin causes the body to gain fat. It's a signal that we need to keep the incoming resources because we're in stress.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, so we're in stress, so we start to store the fat. That makes sense.
Yes.
Okay, and this leads to non-alcoholic FLD. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. And then another thing that's discussed here is insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. So this gets us right into the variables that we talked about with type 2 diabetes. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, when we look at insulin resistance, the receptors for insulin get shut down and closed off. So the insulin has nowhere to go into the cell to give energy. You either give energy or create fat, which you want to do. So if the insulin can't get into the cell because the receptors are closed down, then the body signals the metabolism to create fat. And it usually lays down in the belly area first. So it's the metabolism. But nobody, you can't go to a doctor and say, give me an insulin receptor. We can do it with sound because we have about 2,000 volunteers and we look at those volunteers and see what is it like from their vocal print. And then we give that frequency to people and it works and we monitor them. And that's one of the things. We want them to be able to do for themselves. So that's why we set that up on the portal, the Sound Health portal, so they can go test their own voice. And in general terms, it'll tell them, okay, it's your thyroid, it's your fatty acids, it's your cofactors, it's your insulin. It'll give them a general idea of where to go, because that's the biggest issue. Nobody knows what causes people to be fat. It's so individual. That nobody's just dug into it until we started doing it with frequency.
Well, modern medicine does it kind of, and here's what I mean by that. They'll get into genetic factors, and I think some of those genetic factors are at least a partial explanation. I think that part's accurate. You know, if mom tends to be overweight, then so does the son or daughter. And there is a genetic predisposition, but it's not 100% certainty. The environment has to interact with it. So this is what I was leading to. Okay, we know that fatty liver makes weight loss harder, but what makes fatty liver problematic? Is it stuff in the environment that we put into our body?
Absolutely, it's toxicity. But in a great many of the cases, when they said it's genetic, it was really the gallbladder. And the gallbladder regulates bile salts, and bile salts is what breaks down fat. The liver creates the bile salts, but the gallbladder regulates it. And when the regulation is askew, because they aren't breaking down fats, and I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg here. But if you go back and look at bile salts, and that's one of the great issues, there's something called, and I put it here so like we could talk about it. There's something called TUDCA, and you can get that at your health food store, and it is a fatty acid. And when you don't have these bile salts, you don't break down fat, so the body stores it. So we go back and look at the gallbladder function and synovial D in their vocal print, and we get the bile salts up and running and back to doing what they should. And the body begins to break down fats. Niacin is another one. Berberine is another one that helps the body start to break down fats.
Me go
And
for
we just don't have access to those anymore. Our food doesn't have the right nutrients in it. So we have to supplement, and that's what the vocal print is about. When you go on the portal, they will give you two softwares to use. One is nutrition and one is muscles. And from our map, you can look at where their fat is laying down and identify what it is. One of the bile salt ones is the forearm. When you have bile salts that aren't working right, the forearm will collect fat. And so when we begin to look at all of this together, and what the portal evaluation does is give you general ideas of where you should look. Is this your thyroid? Is it your enzymes? Is your digestion? It'll tell you in which direction to go. Our wish is that everybody has these tools so that they can manage their own health. Self-help. You know, people go into business to make money or to help people.
Yes.
And we've been trying to help people for like 40 years now. We're the first ones to give away softwares and classes. Now everybody's doing it.
Interesting. Here, I'm going to scroll down here because you mentioned some causation things, and I want to, boy, this is so detailed. I'm assuming you have the referenced article for Masters of Health on your website. Is that right?
Yes, that one I gave you is going to be published June 1st.
Oh, okay. So it's not quite out yet. Okay.
Now, there's seven more, though. It started in December of 2024, and that's where we identified the 20 different categories of why people are fat. From there, we have found additional ones like the gut bacteria. That's not in that article, but
Okay.
that's an important one of why your guts become a brewery for the whole body, and that causes problems and causes the fatty liver.
Well, they kind of mention it when they talk about non-alcoholic fat liver disease, right?
Yes,
Okay.
but
'Cause I'm seeing that pretty clearly in this article. Yeah. So
they
that's
don't
amazing.
associate it.
You're right. Your body becomes your own brewery. That's a good choice of terms. I'm looking here at what they say are suggested weight management strategies. I want to go through these and link this back to what you guys do at Sound Health Portal. Okay. And the first thing the article says, dietary changes. This sounds like a diabetic diet. Reduce sugar, refined carbs, saturated fat. Mediterranean low carb diets are especially effective. That's what diabetics get told by their doctors.
The quickest diet, the easiest diet, and the one that causes most weight loss the quickest is just vegetables. Some meats, but you cut out everything but the vegetables and some meats, and it retrains the body to use what's coming in. The other one is fasting, even intermittent fasting. It helps the body recalibrate and to use fats.
Okay, I'm looking here at the next thing they talk about here, and it's what I already mentioned. I've done a fair amount of research because I've been in and out of diabetes, and I did this thing right here to really go after it. Exercise, aerobic, and I'm going to even go a step further. Zone two is good walking. You can do that 5 times a week, or even 3 times a week, but walking is really good. But HIIT is better. Where you go as fast as you can go for a prolonged period, rest for that period, and do it again 3 more times. Build up to it. People don't start there. But here's what's interesting, Sherry, is what I mentioned at the start of the show. Resistance training improves liver fat and insulin sensitivity. This article's findings talk about this. Well, this is the all the rage right now. When you listen to these longevity expert doctors, they talk about, hey, I don't care how old you are, you could be 80 years old and do a form of resistance training appropriate for your situation. And they're saying what this article is saying here. So have you done any pre and post measure of people that do exercise and the effect on this condition?
Yes, and it ends up being lactic acid, pyruvate, the Krebs cycle, and the cellular inflammation, because the adipose tissue creates inflammation. And so that goes right back to the Krebs cycle or the energy cycle of the body, where you have this mitochondria that needs to be lit and set on fire for the body to be able to use it. And that's what the exercise does. Because it deals with pyruvate and lactic acid, vitamin C, and the whole Krebs cycle. And you can have any piece of that out. And there's one particular piece that goes out that deals with arachidonic acid and sets the body up for cancer. So we can also go to that root cause and look at
Yeah.
that cellular energy. And that's where it starts. You get fatigue a lot when that's in stress.
Interesting you'd say the C word there because one of the things that you're reading now in the medical literature, and I've reported on this, is that diabetes, and you're talking about diabetes characteristics here, can be a precursor to certain kinds of diabetes like pancreas, liver, so forth. This is now coming out of research from various medical institutions on this. Another thing here too, avoid alcohol. It doesn't say be moderate in alcohol. It says avoid alcohol. Does that mean 100% abstinence in your book?
I don't know. We've never looked at that. We do know that just a little bit of alcohol is good, like wine, because that tends to kick the metabolism into working better.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bad party boy. I had a beer in March of 2024. That was my last drink. So, and my wife's right there with me with this. So not an issue there. I gotta read this part right here. This is interesting. Spinal stress of the liver. The liver's autonomic innervation involves a wide range of thoracic spinal segments. Okay, the input arises from T7 to T12, with parasympathetic innervation is provided by the vagus nerve. Okay, can you put that into English? I know what it means, but I think a lot of people out there won't.
You have a brain and it has lots of frequencies, and those frequencies run along your nerves in your body that are everywhere in your body, and they majorly are in the spine. And from the spine, the frequencies go to all of your organs, and the major organs in the mid part of your body are innervated, or they get their frequency. It's like they get their fuel from the spine through the frequencies of the innervation of the nerves. And if that's cut off, if you've got a back that's a stress, if you have a scoliosis, in my case, I have a spine fracture. So that case in my particular spot goes to my pancreas. And so you have to be extra careful because your body's not getting all the frequencies that it needs. So this says that if you have a back stress or back fracture, the organ that feeds those frequencies from the spine isn't getting full throttle, and you're going to have to do something else that's going to give the energy to that organ. Does that explain it?
Yeah, it does. It made it really simple to understand. I'll make a crude metaphor. The spine is kind of like a signal of volcanic activity. It's the steam coming out before the explosion.
Yes.
Yeah, and I see what you're saying. It's an early warning sign.
Yes.
Yeah, I totally get that. That does make a lot of sense. But I've never heard anyone talk about that except for chiropractors. I have heard that from a couple of chiropractors I've spoken with. But I don't think I've ever heard a medical doctor link in the spine to what you're talking about. Do they do that? I could just be missing it. Have you heard of this from modern medicine where they're looking at the spine's relationship here?
Absolutely. One of the issues that I've read about is prostate. So if you have low back pain and there's some kind of obstruction in the spine, then you're going to have prostate issues.
Oh.
So go to a chiropractor, do some exercise, loosen up that lower back. There's articles about it online. It's too complicated to
Okay,
get.
I have seen that, and it's interesting because my prostate ain't what it used to be, and I have two ruptured discs in my back that I chose to rehab without surgery, as to me, back surgery is your last course of action for me personally, and I'm functional today. I mean, I do hard workouts, and I'm able to my back's able to withstand it, but I think what I should be looking at here. Is what's the relationship between my back issues and the prostate? Is that what I'm hearing?
Could be, would have to look at your vocal print,
Okay,
but
I guess we got to do a listen.
we can rehabilitate that with sound, where they can't rehabilitate it much without surgery. If you have a problem, we can give you the frequencies of those vertebrae and those nerves and have the body rebuild the spot that is traumatized.
Wow, that's worth trying. It's something we're going to talk about off air. And I have heard about the exercises too on that, and I wondered if they were valid. I think I heard about that. I think it was on YouTube, and it was a chiropractor who was talking about this. We need holistic medicine. In other words, where we modern medicine's really good at some things, and natural medicine is good at other things. It's too bad we can't combine the two.
I think we can if people would pay attention. We've had so many people who've had their stress, their diseases reverse. And when we went to the National Institute of Health, they said, you need to keep case studies. So that's what we've done for years. And we can now compare those. If this person has a heart disease and this person, what's their commonality? And that's what we want to look at and predict what's going on with low back, or be able to map the body and say, okay, you have this issue with your jaw, then you're not creating dopamine appropriately. So that dopamine then feeds the muscles, and the body is just a map of frequencies. We have some of the answers. We don't have them all, but we're working on it.
Yeah, well, the body's interconnected, and I think frequencies, I mean, it's frequencies, chemical stuff, physical stuff. You know, it's like I know this from brain research because this gets into an area that I'm educated in with biopsychology. If you alter the brain structurally, you alter the function of the person. If you alter it chemically, you can alter it structurally, and then it'll have the same effect. And this part I'm very, very, very familiar with. And it's actually a concept for medical intervention with certain mental illnesses like schizophrenia. And the reason I'm saying this, Sherry, is from a mental health standpoint with biological psychology is the guiding light. We are interconnected through our entire system. And I think where modern medicine made the mistake was they went to Descartesism back in the 1800s, and they wanted to isolate everything. And I think it's okay to isolate, but you need to treat the person holistically. Are you following what I'm saying?
Absolutely. It's like brainwaves and the different ranges of
Yeah.
brainwaves. And they have found out now that we've found out calcium is really, really important in putting the body back into order. When they put a magnet on you, it pulls calcium to the site. And we have figured out the math matrix for calcium so
Wow.
that in looking at that, we can help put the body back in order. But its ranges, like calcium's the note of E. So 10 would be a note of E, and 20 would be a note of E, and 40. And each of those octaves attend to different systems. One's a nerve system, one's an emotional system, one's a nutrition system. And that's what we figured out in the last 40 years. And that's what we want to share with people and teach people so everybody can have this information in their hands. That's really
You know,
important
it's
to me.
yeah, I hear you. Wow, I'm trying to think how to formulate this question. You talked about magnets and calcium, okay? I think what you're talking about here is already in play in like major college and professional sports. Electrical stimulation is used in the treatment of like a fractured or broken bone.
Yes.
Or if you let's say you have a crack in your wrist, okay, and they often call it stem stimulation is one phrase I've heard. I think it's the same thing that you're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely, except they're just getting close. We're individuating it to the person, and we've already shown formulations that can accelerate brain or bone healing. We've had that for years, and it takes away the bone pain that they're having from a fractured bone.
But this article is really ahead of its time. This article is fantastic. It really is. It covers so many dimensions in such a succinct manner here, and it builds on existing science, which I really like. AMPK, yeah, that's listed in here too. You just mentioned that. Okay, you're going to have this on your website before much longer. Let's talk about, you say, you know, you've said that you can make this available to people, and you've got classes. Let's tell people how they can avail themselves of this and get started.
I wanted to say one thing first. We can look at your vocal print and we can predict what muscle, what bone is the weakest, and it's going to be the next to go. So we can help sports teams keep their players off the bench because we can predict where the trauma is going to be, where the next injury is going to be.
They do that a little bit already. I think they're bastardizing your technology, Sherry, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I think they're stealing it, but I do know there's electrical evaluation of muscle strength and muscle endurance, and they link it into bone health. Now, you're into an area that I'm not an expert in. I've seen it as a result of having been a college basketball coach and seeing illnesses treated. And this technology has been with us for about 25, 30 years.
Well, that's about when we started in the 80s and putting out this information.
Well, when I played in college, it wasn't around. This stuff was not around. This wasn't, frequency was never a discussion. Stem cell generation, the use of electronic treatments and stem treatment, that was never used. It came in, I think, in the late 90s.
Well, our point, biggest point about it is we can individuate it down to the hundredths of frequency and make it accelerated because we individuate it for the person.
Now, so it's kind of like athletic training and athletic medicine is kind of like discovering through the back door what you've already known about for decades.
Yes, the body is just a bundle of frequencies that creates the physical body, and we're on our way to proving that. And if we can control the frequency, then we can control the physical body.
Before we close and we tell people how to follow your work and get involved, this article says something here I want to talk about. It says losing just 5 to 10% of your body weight can significantly reduce liver fat, improve liver enzyme levels, reduce inflammation. Inflammation is your enemy. People have had success using turmeric to reduce inflammation. This is from this article. A low carb diet works best for some people. There you go. You're back to anti-diabetic diets prescribed by doctors. Going vegetarian works for others. Yep. Refraining from diet sodas. Yeah, they're, I'm, yeah. The body responds to artificial sugar more appropriately. Some people use intermittent fasting to correct fat metabolism. Sherry, tell you a little secret. I've started that too recently. The intermittent fasting. I'm trying to do a 16-8 situation. I've been told not to do it every day. Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't think it works well over the every day because it causes too much stress.
Okay.
With being able to eat some in the future here, that decreases the stress. But adipose tissue creates inflammation. And one of the things we're trying to do is turn that fat, white fat, into brown fat, which helps the body lose weight. And that's one of the evaluations that we do for people. And they can go to Sound Health portal.com and get their evaluations done. They have something on there called bio bundles, and it will give you exacting. Punch this button and it'll tell you what the issue is. Now, it won't give you the frequency, but we've made that free for people. We have to call it a public workstation because free is a no-no word anytime you're putting something out. So
Well,
it's a public workstation where they can go and get evaluations done. They can get muscle evaluations, heart, eye, strength, weakness, fibromyalgia. And fibromyalgia is another precursor to people not being able to lose weight. So there's about 300 choices there, and they rotate them each month. And people can go have this done. And the new thing that we've just added, we had a class that's $450. We just put it out on that portal. It's free now for people and tutorials, so they can go learn this for free.
wow. So give out the website again.
SoundHealthPortal.com.
Okay, soundhealthportals.com. Okay, sounds good. Well, you heard it here, folks, on the Common Sense Show. This is nothing, I think, revelatory. I'm familiar with a lot of these concepts from knowing Sherry. I think we're seeing the blending of modern medicine now with these more novel approaches using frequencies. And like I said, it's being embraced across the board. It started in athletic training, but it's now gone into the mainstream of all treatment. And by the way, this is not suggesting go away from your doctor. Your doctor is a central part of what you do. We would never advocate that. This is just a new advance, and I'm really kind of excited about it. And let's hope it extends people's lives and makes them healthier. Sherry, I want to thank you for coming on. And Sherry, after we disconnect here, I'd ask you to call me. Okay. And I wanted to speak to you about something privately. But ladies and gentlemen, we'll see all of you back here next time. We just have one more brief segment to cover today. But this is good stuff. I would really encourage you to follow up with Sherry. Free workstation is workstation. Free is free. And I'm just saying, what do you lose? There's no money involved. There's no side effects. Take a look at it. Find out what the big boys are doing. Thanks for joining us. God bless all of you. And we'll see you back here again next time. Join me as we take a voyage into deep space, at least with our minds. And we have something that's very interesting. NASA's engaged in a series of cover-ups, and we're going to cover them one at a time and spread them out over the next couple of days. The bottom line is the truth is out there, and I think there's enough there that we can start ascertaining the truth because there are leakers on the inside. And NASA is programmed for deception. I'll explain that after the break. We are brought to you by the NanoSoma Life Extension, my words, products. The first, Exhibit One, the NanoSoma Spray. Couldn't walk up a flight of stairs 14 months ago. Scotty Sachs said, Dave, do this. He said, the normal dosage is five sprays once a day. He goes, you never err on the hour. It's natural. I said, what will it do? He goes, it's not going to cure anything. It'll raise your immune system to unbelievable levels. Well, it did. But then as I started my continuing comeback, I had problems, things that caused me to stop playing basketball 25 years ago, bone on bone in my right knee. Well, Scotty back to the rescue with the rest of the NanoSoma people, and I got the NanoSoma gel. I rubbed it on the affected joints. It does produce pluripotent stem cells. It's great for other things as well, too. But within 2 to 3 months, I didn't have any restrictions. Today, I can do unbelievable leg workouts. I'm starting to do more Bulgarian split squats. If you know what that is, you go, whoa, that's pretty advanced. I'm not saying the weight is, but I'm saying I couldn't even do the motion with body weight a year ago. Today, I can. No restrictions because of this. And then there's the vanity cream. It erases fine lines and wrinkles, and it's good for cuts and abrasions. These three together form the starter pack. 15% off when you order all three together. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, we have a series of discoveries, and I've been accumulating data on this now for a few months. This isn't something I woke up today and said, you know, I think it's time I report something on this. But some of the report, particularly this one, is esoteric. It's not concrete. We can lay our hands on it and E equals MC squared and 2 squared is 4. It's not that simple. It's bizarre. Let me go back to a statement that I made in the opening when I said NASA is programmed for deception. When the Brookings Institute wrote the NASA guidelines, it's called the Brookings Report, and they did so over 1959 to 1960. And they said, as we begin to go out into space, we may find some things. And some of those things might be very, very unsettling, very disturbing, even destructive to society and the elements of society. And they said, in particular, if we discover the existence of extraterrestrial life, we should cover it up. Why? Religions would be destroyed. Didn't seem to bother the Pope when he said he would baptize aliens if they came to Earth. People would be fearful. They might panic. They won't obey law and order because there's a higher order that we need to be afraid of and nothing to hold behavior into check. Society will fall apart. Okay, that was for the first part. The second admonition was, if we go out there and found we have been there before, think face on Mars, Cydonia, and the identical structures to the Giza Plateau in Egypt, we've displayed that here, that could do the same thing to society. You notice that The mainstream media never covers what like Graham Hancock and Joe Rogan and the rest cover. Nuclear explosions in the Gobi Desert, in Ethiopia, in India, glass where there should be sand. Set that aside. Have we been to space before? I don't know. I have no idea. It's not something that's discussed in the Bible. Some people say if it's not in the Bible, it doesn't happen. Okay, well, I just took a drink out of my cup. That's not in the Bible, but it just happened. I don't know that I am that much of a strict constructionist. Now, is there any leeway with the Ten Commandments? No, not at all. In what the Book of Psalms says, when David wrote it? No, of course not. What about Revelation and future projections? Beware a pale horse? No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying if you wanted to record everything in human history, you couldn't create the book big enough to do it. So I don't know the answer to this question, but here's what I do know that NASA's covering up, and it's because of leaked files that have been put out to the public. First, the cover-up was an accident. When we go back to radio telescopes and we would find huge gaps in responsiveness where we should be getting a reading or a response, and we found nothingness. He said, well, it must be some unexplained phenomenon we don't understand, or our machines are malfunctioning. And then it went on to other forms of communication. Now that Voyager's out there, we know this has happened a lot. It's been presumed a few times that Voyager was destroyed. Why? Because it didn't communicate. But then it started communicating again. And the pattern started to emerge that within the fabric of the universe, there seemed to be a sentient replication of pattern of no form, no substance, but it was seemingly everywhere. And the data became so advanced when we put quantum physics into AI to examine it that a presence of a consciousness appeared. So while Voyager was watching something, something was watching Voyager. But we know these locations aren't just tied to where Voyager is. This explains other phenomena from the past where we thought we had glitches in the equipment. Is this the presence of sentient consciousness? Well, before you think I've lost my mind and I slipped on a banana peel and hit my head, this is exactly what leaked documents are saying. There seems to be a sentient fabric of intelligence, not the intelligence we define as intelligence, but awareness, observation. So as we watch the universe, the paper concluded from quantum AI, the universe is watching us. I told you this was esoteric. We may be dealing more with three-dimensional reality, height, width, and depth, and we could explain a phenomena conclusively so everyone could understand and we could follow the logic from A to Z. Okay, we don't have that here. But quantum AI said, this is sentient intelligence observing. Is it reacting? I don't know. But it seems to be accompanying Voyager. Some people have even interpreted this as a message. Don't come out here. Don't come out here. Stay tuned. I'll cover that in the next segment about what does don't come out here possibly mean if this is what was derived from the ones and the zeros and the quantum communication and interpretation. I think I might know, but what I'm curious about is this answer may have been with us since the 1950s. And where did this come from? Because sure as hell, Hollywood producers aren't smart enough to think about what I'm going to tell you in the next segment. My name is Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter. And our newsletter can be had by going to thecommonsenseshow.com, clicking on the newsletter link, putting in your email address, and you'll get a once-a-day recapitulation of everything we do during the course of the day. So you don't have to make any trips anywhere. You'll just have our information fed to you right to your email box. Over 50,000 people appreciate it, and it's free. Thecommonsenseshow.com, newsletter link, email in, email out. Thanks for joining us. See you back here next time. Can't believe what I'm going to tell you is going to happen. I still don't believe it, yet I'm hearing it in multiple places, even on social media. So we got to report it. I want to know what you think. We'll tell you all about it after I let you know that my name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you for joining us. Hey, we are concerned about your health. And we want to bring you things like from Dr. Gundry that can help you. There's digestive issues that are out there. A lot of us have this. And a lot of it is due to the crap we're putting into our body. We're told it's good for us, but it's not good for us. And Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, says it's affecting millions of people across the country, causes digestive issues, stiff joints. It can even mess with your skin. And he said these signs are mistaken for normal signs of aging, but they're not. And if you could clean this up and get rid of these, shall we say, quote, health foods, you could begin to turn this around. He wants to give you this information for free. You can find out for yourself by going to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. That's go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. If you're in social media, you already know the link is there. After years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release this video, gutcleanseprotocol.com/Dave. It's being reported in multiple sources that Pam Bondi is considering charging, and very seriously considering, planning to charge Mayorkas with the direct facilitation of the importation of up to 20 million illegal migrants. I'm not making this up, people. If you've been away, it's all throughout social media. I'm hearing it from my sources that they're taking a serious look. Now, obviously, they're only going to do this if they're sure they can get a conviction. Egg on your face if you don't have enough. But he testified before Congress. The border is secure, Senator. How dare you ask me? We saw that. We saw that maniac just respond like an emotional, petulant child and responding to, well, how do you explain this? The border is secure. Kamala, is she culpable? She was the border czar. She never got closer to the border, close to the border, as opposed to being in downtown El Paso, Texas. So it's probably about 8, 10 miles away from the border. She never went to the border. She never did anything with the border. Yet she was in charge. And this has caused a multitude of problems. Here's what I'm wondering. Now, Mayorkas may have a certain level of immunity, but if his actions are found to be rogue and purposely illegal, he loses his immunity. And can the parents of people like Laken Riley and other people have been victimized by the people that Mayorkas did nothing about to stop, can they sue him civilly? So there's a couple of considerations here, and I think I'm the only one that's brought that up to date. Everyone that I've read, everyone I've talked to, they're concerned about the criminal nature of the potential charges against Mayorkas, possibly. But I think he's more culpable from a civil lawsuit from everyone who's been victimized by someone that he should have stopped or didn't. Or they catch him, they have criminal convictions, and then they release them. This is more common than it's not. Where do you think this is going? Leave me a comment. Can't wait to read it. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. Check out our TV show at thecommonsenseshow.tv. Oh, the Hiding in Plain Sight series going crazy. People love it. Check it out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.